3. Please listen carefully. The University of the Rockies newspaper has published a letter to the editor concerning a university policy. Read the letter about the hiring of temporary instructors. You will have 45 seconds to read the letter. Begin reading now. Now listen to two students as they discuss the issue brought up in the letter.
I thought university teachers were well paid. I mean, they have to have advanced degrees and be experienced to teach here, don't they?
Yeah, but I've heard that over 60% of our teachers are temporary.
Really? Well, I don't think my education is suffering because of it, do you?
Well, it's kind of hard to know, isn't it? I mean, part-timers have to hold down another job, so they can't concentrate on course development.
That's true, but I still think my teachers are pretty well prepared.
Yeah, me too. But there are other drawbacks to having part-time teachers too, like, well, I needed to see my literature instructor, but arranging a time was difficult because she also works at the city library. And then our meeting wasn't private because temporary staff members share offices.
Really?
Uh-huh. And they don't have a voice in departmental issues or access to university funding.
Wow. I can't imagine they feel any loyalty to the university at all.
Now get ready to answer the question. The man expresses his opinion on the issue of temporary instructors. State his opinion and explain the reasons he gives for that opinion. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.